Today's shir is a schusfer for Shleima for Yakira Emuna Basdina Barocha. Baruch Hashem, I spoke to her father yesterday, and there is improvement. They're hoping that she'll be able to go home from the hospital in Mitzvah Shem next week. So that's an amazing piece of information. I was so excited to hear that, which means that all of the tefillahs that we've been offering on her behalf have been heard, and Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu has responded favorably, but she still needs Rachamei Shamayim. She's not out of the woods yet. She still needs Rachamei Shamayim, so I please ask you to have her in mind in your tefillahs, and I'd like to dedicate the shir as a schus for a Fuah Shleima for her. She should have a Fuah Shleima, the Sel Shar Chol Yisrael. The Gemara in Dav Dalet Amid Beis quotes the Mishnah on Dav Tes and asks the Kasha from that Mishnah on Rabbah. Mishnah says, "Hamevi get b'mdina seyam v'enu yocholam v'fanu v'fanu nechtam, and yeshulav eidim yiskayim b'chosna." It's a normal situation. He brings a get from Medina seyam. One would expect that he would say b'fanu v'fanu nechtam, but eno yocholam. He can't say b'fanu. So what does the Mishnah say? Yeshulav eidim yiskayim b'chosna. Just have a kiyum and everything is going to be fine. What is the Mishnah talking about? What's the case of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says the case of the Mishnah is Pikeach v'Nescharish. Pikeach v'Nescharish, that he was able to say b'fanai initially, and then he was Nescharish, he became a Cheresh, he became a deaf mute, now he's not able to say b'fanai. That's the case of the Mishnah. And once the Gemara establishes that case, it asks the Kasha against Rav. So all of the Rishonim ask, why didn't the Gemara establish the case we're talking about Elim? Why do we need such a strange situation, Pikeach v'Nescharish? He was totally normal throughout the Nesina, right? As some of the Talmidim pointed out after Shir, Pikeach means that he was a Pikeach throughout the Nesina. That means he was a Pikeach when he got the Shlichus, when he got the get in the Dinas Hayam, and then when he gave the get, he was also a Pikeach. And then before he could say Befonai, right? You're supposed to say Befonai B'toch Kedei Dibur, before he could say Befonai, he turned into a Cheresh. That's really a strange case. So why establish the Mishnah if you're talking about such a Milsad L'Shchicha? Just say it's Tomari, that would have been the simple answer. So comes the Ran and the Ramban, a host of Chachmei Sfarad, and they say the answer is that Elaim could be made b'fanayinot mitoch haksav. Meaning, the Mishnah could not be explained as talking about Elaim, because then the din of the Mishnah would make no sense. Right, the Mishnah says, what do you do if any yochel lomer b'fanayinot v'fanayinachtam? So if any yochel lomer means Elaim, so then the response to the Mishnah makes no sense. Im yeshalav eidim yiskayim b'chosma, what do you need that for? Just have him write b'ksav and everything should be fine. That's the Ran's answer. That the Elim could write b'fanayinot v'fanayinachtam b'ksav, and that would be sufficient. I don't need yiskayim b'chosma. It would be sufficient for the lishmo aspect of b'fanay. It would be sufficient for the kiyum aspect of b'fanay. Totally good. So obviously the Mishnah couldn't be talking about Elaim, because the Mishnah's din wouldn't make any sense by Elaim. I don't need Kiyum B'chosma, just let the Elaim be made mitoch haksav. This is the Ran's answer. But Tosus doesn't give that answer. Tosus on Daf Hei suggests a more technical answer. He says that the Mishnah couldn't be established if you're talking about Elaim, because then why does it say Ve'eno Yochol Lomar? It should have said Ve'lo Omar. Ad Kan Divrei. That's what Tosus says. Right? He talks not only about Elaim, he says you can't establish a Mishnah talking about Elaim or Shelo Roach Sivas Haget, even some perfectly good Pikeach who just didn't see the Ksiva. So let's leave that case out. But Tosus really talks about, has two other possibilities, right? Not just Elaim, he has a second possibility besides Elaim. But focusing on Elaim itself, Tosus doesn't say the reason why the Mishnah can't be established talking about Elaim is because then the Mishnah wouldn't make any sense. No, he just says textually, this is just a technical problem, that Eino Yacholoma doesn't sound like Elaim. If we're talking about Elaim, it should have said Velo Oma. What does that mean? What did Tosus mean? So we mentioned yesterday that the Maram interprets Tosus as saying that the phrase Ve'eino Yacholoma sounds like something changed, that he was able to say Befonai initially, and now he's not able to say Befonai. The Elaim? Elaim couldn't have said Befonai before either. Right? It's nothing really changed in him, but rather he wasn't able to speak. He wasn't able to. He had das. He could be a shliach. A cheresh can't be a shliach. He doesn't have das. But the Elaim can be a shliach. But he can't say b'fanei. But he couldn't have said b'fanei even from the beginning, not just now. He couldn't have said b'fanei even from the beginning. So Tosus says, I can't establish the mission to be talking about Elaim, because the lashon ve'eino yachalom wouldn't apply to Elaim. Sakta maram. That means that that nothing changed. If nothing changed, it should have said v'lo amar. It shouldn't have said ve'eno yochal amar. That's the Maram. Maram Shif offers a different answer. Maram Shif says that what Tosis means is that ve'eno yochal amar doesn't apply to Elaim because the Elaim is yochal amar. If the Mishnah were talking about Elaim, it wouldn't have said ve'eno yochal amar. The Elaim is yochal amar. How's he yochal amar? He can't speak. He's yochal amar mitoch haksav. He's yochal amar mitoch haksav. So if he's yochal amar mitoch haksav, it doesn't make any sense to talk about Elaim. Right? Elaim is yochal amar mitoch haksav. So it would have said ve'lo amar, it wouldn't have said ve'eno yochal amar. That's how the Maram Shif learns. The Rashash offers a third pshat. Rashash says, what is Tosfos saying? What does Tosis mean here? Tosis means the following. Ve'eno yochal omar sounds like there's some kind of a chiddush over here. Right? If you just want to say that the shliach came and didn't do his job, he's supposed to say b'fani d'fani nechta, and he didn't say b'fani. So the way you say that is v'lo omar. He came, he brought a gift from Medina Sayan, v'lo omar b'fani d'fani nechta. If all you want to point out is that if he didn't say b'fanei, what's the din? So it should have just said v'lo amar. V'haraya, that's what it says in the braisa later on. There's a braisa on the bottom of Daf Hei Amud Aleph, which we'll get to in Tzitzis Hashem. Also, talks about a case where b'fanei wasn't said, but what's the lashon of the braisa? This is the second to last in line. It says, Hamei v'get v'mdina sayam. V'nosna lo v'lo amar la b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta. Im niskaya b'chos mev koshin. There, it doesn't say v'enu yachal amar. There it says v'lo amar. So this episode over here in the Mishnah, I should say here in the Mishnah, on Daf Tes in the Mishnah that we quote, it says Ve'eno Yochal Omer, it doesn't say V'lo Omer. The simple way to say that he didn't say Befona is to say V'lo Omer. Just say that he didn't say it. Why Ve'eno Yochal Omer? He's unable to say it. Why that addition? Dr. Rashash. From that addition, it sounds like there's a Chiddush over here. There's a Chiddush. So that's what Tosfos says. You can't establish it to be talking about Elaim because Elaim's not a Chiddush. Elaim is not a chiddush that im yeshal avedim yiskayim v'chosmav. Of course that works. Right? Of course it works im yeshal avedim yiskayim v'chosmav. Maybe you could even add that if the Elaim is made mitoch haksav for the lishma aspect, and you have avedim for the kiyum aspects, of course everything is going to work. Well, what's the chiddush over there? The chiddush is that eino yochal omar. The chiddush is pikeach v'nischaresh. So a chereish is possible to bring a get. So you would think pikeach v'nischaresh. Who says that the kiyum should work now? Right? Who says the kiyum should work now? Maybe until he says v'farid v'farid nechtam, he didn't do his shlichus, and the kiyum is not going to help you. Oh, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. If he were a chayrish meikara, he wouldn't be able to bring the get. So now pikaf and iskarish is kosher, but that's a chiddush. It's a strange case, but it's a chiddush that kiyum is going to help you over there. But Zokta Rashash, what Tos is saying is that Elim is not a chiddush at all. So if Elim is not a chiddush at all, if we establish the mission to be doing Elim, it wouldn't have said ve'eno yochal omar, because that sounds like it's a chiddush. He wasn't able to say. If it's just an Elim, it would have said pashut v'lo omar. He just didn't say before. So the fact that it doesn't say pashut v'lo omar, that's why I couldn't be talking about Elaim. Okay, these are three different interpretations of this comment of Tosfos, this textual comment of Tosfos. That since it says Ve'eno Yochal Omar and Avlo Omar, it couldn't be talking about Elaim. Couldn't be talking about Elaim. So based on the Rashash, you know, once I saw the Rashash, so then I thought that maybe this is the answer to the kasha that some of the Talmidim asked yesterday. Right? Mordi and Shir, Yechiel and Seder asked that why doesn't the Gemara give a simple answer for Rabbah? Why ask on Rabbah that once we establish the Mishnah to be talking about Pekeach and Nischaresh, that's a kasha against Rabbah? How can Kiyum work? But Kiyum doesn't help for the Lishma aspect of B'fanei. It's a kasha against Rabbah. So the Talmidim asked, why don't we just say Pekeach and Nisalim? Rabbah could establish the case to be talking about Pekeach and Nisalim. It's not Pekeach and Nischaresh, right? Pekeach and Nisalim. So then he's able to be made mitoch haksav about lishma. So that would work very well according to Rabbah. Pekev and ischarish doesn't work because once he's a chayrish, he can't be made mitoch haksav. He doesn't have das. But pekev and ischarish, he still has das. He just can't speak, but he has das, so he can be made mitoch haksav. Made mitoch haksav. If he tos is a rosh, marsho and tos is, he can be made mitoch haksav. So why didn't the Gemara just answer for Rabbah like that? So I thought maybe the answer is, based on the Rashash, that If that's pshat in the Mishnah, so then we don't really understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that eino yacholomar. There's a chiddush over here that eino yacholomar. If the chiddush is the strange case of pekev and asalem, you could give a bigger chiddush that even if he was an ilim from the very beginning, even if he were an ilim from the very beginning, he also can be made mitoch haksav, and that coupled with a kiyum will solve the problem of the funa. Pekeach and Asalim is not the biggest chiddush. If you're talking about Ilaim mitchila is a bigger chiddush. Right? He was never, when he got the get, he was never able to say b'fana. We knew from the beginning he wasn't going to be able to say b'fana. And he didn't do an asina when he was a pekeach when he was able to say b'fana. Right? Nevertheless, it's kosher. Because Ilaim is kosher. He can be made the lishma aspect of b'fana mitoch haksav, and you can have a kiyum for the kiyum aspect of b'fana. Bring Adim for the game aspect of the funny. If the Chiddush is Elim, so then why would you establish the Mishnah to be talking about Pekev and Asalim? Elim Betchila is a bigger Chiddush of Hirava. So you can't establish the Mishnah to be talking about Elim. The only way that you can understand the Lashon Ve'eino Yochalom is if there's a Chiddush, that the Chiddush is Pekev and Asharish. That's like a Chiddush. Because Chayrish may Kara could not bring the get. He's not a Bardas. Pekev and Ischarish, he could bring the get. Oh, but now he can't be made mitoch haksav. Oh, so the chiddush of the Mishnah is that kiyum b'chosmav is going to work by such an individual. Oh, that tak is a chiddush, but it's a kasha against Rabbah. Pekev and Ischarish doesn't make sense with the Rabbah, because to establish the Mishnah to be talking about Pekev and Ischarish, it's not really such a chiddush. Right? It would be a bigger chiddush to say that he was an Ilaim from the beginning to the end. But if he's an Elim from the beginning to the end, the Lashon Eino Yocholomer doesn't really work, right? Because it should have just said Velo Omer. So maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't establish the Mishnah to be talking about Pekev and Asalim to answer for Rav. Okay, this is the introduction. Okay, the basic Machlokas HaRishon of the Ran and Tosfos, three Pshatim in the Achronim, how to understand the Chilik between Eino Yocholomer as opposed to Velo Omer. And the terrace that we have to the Kasha of the Talmidim based on the Rosh Hashanah. Okay. What emerges from Tosfos, though, Lufi the Marsha, the way the Marsha understands Tosfos, is that Tosfos is saying that an Elaim really could be made mitoch haksav. And that's how it would work. Right? There's a technical problem over here. A technical problem. But if not, we could establish a mission to be talking about Elaim. And the reason why the Elaim really could, the Mishnah could be talking about Elim is because the Elim will be made b'fanei l'fanei nechta mitoch haksav, and that will work for the lishma aspect of b'fanei. But the Mishnah adds, yesh lav edim iskayim b'chosma, for the kiyum aspect. Right? For the kiyum aspect, you can't be made mitoch haksav. That's kiyum shtaros. That's a real edus. It's like an edus gemura, zokta marshan. If you have to say b'fanei in front of three people, it's an edus gemura. You need a bezdin for it. So Elim is not going to work for the kiyum aspect, but it'll work for the lishma aspect. And that's what Tosfos had in mind, that it's only just a technical problem to establish the Mishnah as talking about Elaim, but fundamentally, it could be talking about Elaim. Could work, because he could be made mitoch haksav for the Lishma. So, Zokta Marsha, but if that's the case, if that's Prat and Tosfos, then we don't understand. Right? So then we have another kasha. Why do we need Vahavina Ba? Why do we have to establish the Mishnah to be talking about Pekev and Ischarish? The Mishnah itself is Shver. Ishver against Rabbah. Right? Not sure if I said this right. According to this pshat within Tosfos, so now we can answer a kasha that you would have asked. Not that according to this we have a kasha. According to this, you can answer a kasha that we would have had. That why do you need Vahavina Ba? Why do we have to establish the Mishnah to be talking about Pekev and Ischarish? Just say that the Mishnah itself is Shver against Rabbah. You have someone who brings a get from Medina Sayyam, doesn't say Befanai, and all we ask him to have is Kiyum? That's not Rabbah. Rabbah's concerned about Lishma. So how is Kiyum going to solve the Lishma problem? Dr. Marsha, but once we establish Tosfos, right, once we learn like Tosfos, that Elim will be Nema, Elim will be able to be made Befana Mitoch Haksav for the Lishma aspect, and Kiyum is only helping us for the, right, the Kiyum of the Edom is only helping us for the Kiyum aspect of Befana, so then everything is great. Right? The Mishnah itself is not Shver against Rabbah. Right? Because the Mishnah itself, you could have said, is talking about Elim. Okay, technically it's not going to work out nicely, but it could be talking about Elaim, so the Mishnah itself is not Shver against Rabbah. The problem is, once you realize Ve'eino Yochel Lomar is telling us some kind of a chiddush, right? That the phrase Ve'eino Yochel Lomar can't be talking about Ilaim, and you establish the Mishnah to be talking about some strange case, so then it's a kasha against Rabbah. But the Mishnah itself is not shver against Rabbah. And that's what the Tosa Rashi answers as well. Once we establish that the Ilaim Taka could be Mei Mitoch HaKsav, for the Lishma aspect, so then everything is great. The Mishnah itself is not Shver against Rabbah. It's when you establish the Mishnah, you're talking about Pekeach and Ischaresh, so then it's Shver against Rabbah. What's the problem with this? How's the Ran going to answer the Kash? The Ran said that you can't establish the Mishnah to be talking about Elaim. Why? Because then we don't understand the Mishnah at all. Mishnah says, Im Yesh L'Avedim Yizkayim B'chosmav. And Elam really is kosher to say before Nabut Mitoch HaKsav. According to the Ran, he's kosher and Gansen. Bain for the Lishma aspect, bain for the Kiyam aspect of Bafanai. So the Mishnah doesn't make sense if it's talking about Elam. So then the Kasha of the Tosa Rosh, Kasha of the Marsha would come back. Why does the Gemara need Vahavina, but why do we have to establish it to be talking about Pekeach and Ischaresh in order to ask a Kasha against Rabbah? The Mishnah itself is Shver against Rabbah. The Mishnah itself is Shver against Rabbah. Because what are you going to say? It can't be Cheresh. Cheresh can't bring the Get. It can't be Elaim, because if it's Elaim, this guy Bechosma doesn't make any sense. Well, I need Kiyum? I don't need Kiyum. Right, just let him be made Mitoch HaKsav. So we don't really understand the Mishnah at all. So we should have just asked the Kasha and Rabbah from the Mishnah itself, Lefi the Ran, because we don't understand the Mishnah. It can't be talking about Cheresh, it can't be talking about Elaim, so we don't understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Shver against Rabbah. What's the answer? The answer might be what the Rashba suggests. The Rashba is a different answer to the Tosus or Rosh's Kash. Rashba actually has two answers. But the second answer, which he likes, Rav Yosef, v'hodem osev mina. What's the Rashba saying? Rashba is saying that you can't ask on Rabbah directly from the Mishnah. You can't ask on Rabbah directly from the Mishnah. Because if you asked from the Mishnah, if you didn't have a pshat in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah can't be talking about Cheresh, because he's not a bardas to bring the get. The Mishnah can't be talking about Elam, because then the halacha of the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Right? You can't ask directly from the Mishnah on Rabbah, because Rabbah would just say, there's no pshat in the Mishnah. I'm not beholden to the Mishnah, because it's a Mishnah, it's just wrong. Some brises, we say, the brises mishabeshta, we can't go with that brisa. So if we were to ask from the Mishnah itself, Rabbah would just have rejected the Mishnah. He would have said, well, will you tell me what the pshat of the Mishnah is? There's no working pshat of the Mishnah anyway, so it's not kash against me. Right? If you give me a Mishnah that's questionable, that doesn't make any sense, so it can't be a kash against me. If you can get me pshat in the Mishnah, so then we'll talk about it. But if you can't get me pshat in the Mishnah, that's not a kash against me. So there really is no working pshat in the Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah simply, there's no working pshat in the Mishnah. Who's it talking about? Cheresh? Cheresh can't bring the get in the first place. Elaim? The Lashon of the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. The Psak of the Mishnah, Yiskai Bechosu, doesn't make any sense. Let the Elaim just be maybe talk like Sav. So if you were to ask directly from the Mishnah, Rabbah has a simple out, that the Mishnah is Mishabeshta. The Mishnah is wrong, so it's not a kasha against me. But once the Gemara says, no, there is a pshat, they could be talking about Pekeach and Ischaresh. So Rabbah can't hide behind the fact that the Mishnah is faulty. Right? The problem is not with the Mishnah, the problem is with Rabbah. Because we have a working pshat in the Mishnah, it's Pekeach and Ischaresh. So that now we have a kasha against Rabbah. Now we have a kasha against Rabbah, that we have a working pshat of the Mishnah, but you don't have a way to explain the Mishnah. Rava has a working pshat of the Mishnah, but you don't. That's taka shver against you. Okay, so it could be that this approach that the Rashba suggests, that's how the Ran would learn. That's the answer the Ran would give, why we need Vahavina book. To establish the Mishnah, to be talking about Pekeach v'nischaresh, before we're going to ask the kasha against Rabbah. Questions? What emerges after we see Tosis and the Ran is that we have a few shittas here. There are shittas in whether the Eidos of a Fanenu Tefanenechtam can be given Mitoch HaKsav. right? Whether the Eidus, I should say better, the Eidus of Afanyot Afanyachtam and the Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris in general. Right? The Eidus of Afanyot Afanyachtam, according to Rava, is an Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris. It's in place of Kiyum Shtaris. Can the Eidus of Afanyot Afanyachtam, Le'inyan Kiyum, the Chelik of Afana, for Kiyum, cannot be done mitoch aksav? The Eidus of Lishma, it would seem, can't be done. It can be done mitoch aksav. It's not an Eidus Gemura. Right? The raya that the Marsha would give to that is the Gemara Daf Hey. Gemara says that if you hold Lefishen became Lishma, then you can say Befanayot Afanayachtam in front of two. So if you don't need a Bezdin, it's not an Eidus Gemura, so Mestama that could be said mitoch aksav. But the Eidus of Befanay, for the sake of Kiyum, cannot be said mitoch aksav. And what about Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris in general? Not just a get, not just Befanay, but Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris by Shtarim Mammon. Can that Eidus be said mitoch aksav? So Tosfos says what? Right, what does Tosfos say? Can the Eidus of Befanay l'shem Kiyum be done mitoch aksav? Right, l'fi the Marsha's understanding of Tosfos, can it be done mitoch aksav? Yes or no? No. Can the Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris in general be done mitoch aksav? No, they're the same. Right? They're the same. They should be the same. Befanay l'shem Kiyum is an Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris. So Tosfos says that Eidus cannot be done mitoch aksav. Eidus of Befanay l'shem l'shma, right, to be masalik a shalol l'shma problem, that can be done mitoch aksav. But Eidus of Befanay l'shem Kiyum, that can't be done mitoch aksav, because Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris in general can't be done mitoch aksav. And the Ran, on the other hand, holds what? Can the Eidus of Befanay, for the purpose of Kiyum Shtaris, be done mitoch aksav? Yes. Right? The Ran says that an Elaim can be made Befanay l'shem Kiyum mitoch aksav. He doesn't distinguish between Rav and Rav. It sounds like even Lefi Rav, even for the Kiyum aspect of Befanay, that can be done mitoch aksav. Mistama the Ran would say that Kiyum Shtaris in general can be done mitoch aksav. Why not? It's exactly the same. That's what Befanay L'shem Kiyum is all about, Lefi Rav. It is an Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris. So the Ran is saying that an Elim can be made mitoch aksav Befanay Tefanay Nechtam, even for Rav. He's saying that Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris can be done mitoch aksav. Okay, so we have two shitas min akotze lakotze. Tosfos seems to be saying that both an Eidus of Befanay l'shem Kiyum and an Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris in general cannot be done mitoch aksav, and the Ran says they can. Question, Zach.
We know that you could be the kind signatures with bringing another shtar. That's good. So we see that it's not about having to actually verbalize and speak. So what's it about?
It's about Eidus. It's about Eidus. If I bring another shtar and I'm comparing one shtar to the next, so that shtar has a shame Eidus. So I can compare the two shtaris. The Eidim Shebishtar never have to speak. But if I'm comparing the two shtaris, that's like having Eidus. But Eidus mitoch haksav normally is not an Eidus. If you need an Eidus Gemura, Eidus mitoch haksav doesn't satisfy that need for Eidus. Yes?
Would the Ran say, is that true, the Ran would say that Eidus mitoch haksav works in kaim shtaris da'alma?
Why not?
He's bringing a rye from Eidus Isha to over here, and Eidus Isha is talking about a case of Guna, so to over here, it's also found in Guna. So maybe he wouldn't necessarily say by Kim Shtar's Na'ama.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying if he holds that Eidus of Kim Shtar's Ba'ama also works mitoch haksav, so why don't you just say Eidus of Kim Shtar's Ba'ama works mitoch haksav, so therefore this should work too.
He's bringing a rye that's from Eidus Isha. He's saying over here, you have more than that because of the Ksav Zolchiach, but I assume that it was within a Guna.
Only Mishum Iguna. Interesting. Mishum Iguna. The special cool of Mishum Iguna, you want to say in Italian. Sharei Haminu Be'edus Isha Lahoy Mitoch Aksav, Kedi Yisa Per Mishal, So Vekol Shinoch Adiksivas Aged Malchinach. Okay. I hear you. So you want to say what? That the Ran would hold that for Befanay it will work. A special kula of Befanay Tefanay Nechtam because of Eidus Isha as opposed to regular Kiyum Shtaris. I hear you. Efshem and Kenzogan is it? I hear you. Let's get it on the board. Let's concretize. Okay. Ha'im Eidus Mo'ila Mitoch Aksav. For Befanay Tefanay Nechtam, Haim edus l'shem kiyum. For b'fanei t'fanei nechtam and for kiyum shtaras da'al. What does Tosfos say? Does it work? Mitoch Haksav? X or check? Yes or no? No. Neither works. Mitoch Haksav. Right? That's what Tosfos says. What does the Ran hold? So the Ran says definitely B'fanei T'fanei Nechtam does work Mitoch Haksav. Right? Definitely that works Mitoch Haksav. Why, thank you. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Fakim Shtaras the Alma. Okay, let's work with the Tamil's chat, right? Let's say Mishumiguna. Mishumiguna. That was a gefalde in the marker. What's that?
It's a purse.
They supply free markers. The board. Okay. Mishumiguna will be makel that the edus of Farid of Farinat on the Shem Kim will work with Doch Haksav. But Kim Shtaras the Alma, let's say that the Pshat, I like this Pshat Nira, right? The Kim Shtaras the Alma doesn't work with Doch Haksav. Maybe it has to be Balper. Okay. These two shittas we can understand. Comes the Rivash and he throws a monkey wrench in. What's the monkey wrench? What does he say? Does edus of Kim Mitoch Haksav work by Kim Shtaras the Alma? The Tanu. Yes, the Rivash says it does work. So you would say, well, of course he'd hold by B'fanei T'fanei Nechtam, it should work as well. Okay. Even more so! Shemiguna! What does the Rivash say? Name. Pilei Ploin. The Rivash is Pilei Ploin. Pumped Fakert of what we think. Pumped Fakert. Mamish, the exact opposite. Rivash says that Eidus Mitoch Haksav can work for Kiyum Shtaras the Alma, but for Befonai it's not going to work. And Elaim can't be made Mitoch Haksav. And Elaim can't be made Mitoch Haksav. That's what he says. But the emphasis is, he says, not just Elaim. He seems to say that anyone can't be made Mitoch Haksav Befonai Befonai Nathan. Will, you don't like this.
Can you say yesterday that when you're talking about,
Of Kiyum Shtaras the Alma can work Mitoch Haksav, and the Edus of B'fanei T'fanei Nechtam Hashem Kiyum is not going to work Mitoch Haksav. So the kasha that we had, right, the Beis Shmuel's kasha, right, the Beis Shmuel's kasha is, it's a steer in the Rivash. It's not just a steer in the Rivash, a steer in the Ramah. The Ramah paskins like both Rivashes, right, in Hilchas Salva and Hilchas Gittin, he paskins like both statements of the Rivash. So how does this work? Tzarech Iyun Gadol, what is the Rivash saying? So some of the Talmidim wanted to suggest, well, maybe Elaim is different. Maybe Elaim is a psulaguf. Maybe it's posala edus in general. And some Talmidim wanted to suggest, it's not such a far-flung, it's not such a strange notion. The Ktos Achoshen has an idea like that. The Ktos in Simen Memvav, Sivkodin Yutes, says that maybe an Elaim is a psulaguf. As the Gemara in Daf Ayin Aleph in Gittin says, quotes in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, im lo yagid v'nosa avono, that if someone knows an edus, if two people know an edus for Reuven, let's say, and Reuven makes them swear, he says, I want you to be made. And they say, no, we don't know anything. And he forces them to take a shvuah, and they take a shvuah, and it turns out that they lied, so they have to bring a carbon. It's a carbon shvuah for them. But what's the lashon of the pasuk? Im lo yagid v'nosa avono, if he doesn't say. So from that we see that there's this idea that you have to be magid edus, that you have to be able to speak. Dr. Ktos, maybe an Elaim who's not able to speak is possible a hide? It's possible. He's possible a edus. It's a psul. So you could say maybe the reason why the Elaim, maybe the Rivash only was talking about Elaim, that an elim can't be made because he's pasul eidus. This is an eidus, and if he's pasul eidus, then he can't be made. That's problematic. You can't really say that because we know that for b'fanilutafaninachtam, even psula makasha, isha is also pasul eidus in general, and yet when she brings her get, she says b'fanai. So just because a person is pasul eidus, I mean, if he's a gazlan and we don't trust him, it's one thing. But if it's a xeris hakasa, he's pasul eidus, that doesn't automatically make him pasul to say b'fanayutav haninachtam. So to say that an elim is pasul because he's pasul eidus, there are other people that are psul eidus who can say b'fanay. The Beis Shmuel wanted to suggest that elim is different. Right? That's the pisma, right? All the achronim are trying to figure out why is elim different. So he says elim is different. He's not roy lahagid. He doesn't have the potential to be magid. So therefore, he can't write mitoch haksav. He doesn't say that he's posel or edus. He doesn't say he's posel, but he says that somehow, since he's ain't a roy lahagid, so then his ksiva is not going to work. So we said yesterday, maybe this is similar to the idea that kol roy lebila ain bila makeves bo, kol she'ain roy lebila bila makeves bo. That if you have the right ratio of the flour to the oil and the carbon mincha, 60-1, if you're able to mix it properly, so then you don't really have to mix it. As long as you have the potential, it's okay. But if you don't have the potential to mix it, you have too much flour in the container, in the kli. So then the bila is makev, then it's going to be a problem. So maybe that's the pshat, that the elim is in a roi lahagid, so because he's not roi for the hagodah, so then he's possible. But someone who's roi to be magid befer, then he can be magid b'ksan. That's what the Beis Shmuel wanted to say. That someone who's roi lahagid could be magid mitoch haksav. He could be magid mitoch haksav by kim shtaros. He could be magid mitoch haksav by b'fanayin t'fanayinatim as well. Yeah, but the problem with that, as we pointed out last time, is that from the lashon of the Rivosh, you get the impression that no one can be magid mitoch haksav b'fanayin t'fanayinatim, not just Elam. He talks about Elam in the beginning, but then at the end he says that it's possible that no one can do this mitoch haksav. No one can be made mitoch haksav b'fanayin t'fanayinatim. It doesn't sound like it's dafke ilim. It sounds like for kiyum shtoris da alma edus mitoch haksav does work, but for b'fanayut b'fanayinachtam edus b'ksav is not going to work. The question is why? What exactly is the chiluk between the two? Comes the Beis Meir, and he has a different pshat. Beis Meir wants to say like this: if you look at the Rivosh carefully in Siman Shin Pei Beis, you'll see that. He doesn't mean to say that Eidus Mitoch Haksav works by Kiyum Shtaros because Kiyum Shtaros Derabanan, so Chazal are Mekel by Kiyum Shtaros. He mentions Kiyum Shtaros Derabanan in the beginning. That's how he starts. But then if you read the second half of the paragraph, he says something very different than that. He's not saying it's a special Kula by Kiyum Shtaros. No, it's that you have to understand what is Eidus Beksav of Kiyum Shtaros about? What are they doing when they're made Mitoch Haksav? So up to Beis Meir, he thinks what the Rivash has in mind is that when Edim write their Kiyum B'Ksav, what they're really doing, the way the Kiyum is working, is it's working B'Torah Shtar. That's the Yisad. You have a Shtar over here, and two Edim are coming, and they're being made on the Chasimus in the Shtar. But they're not being made B'Peh. They write it down. They write it down on the Shtar, they write it down somewhere else. Right? So how is that working? How is that? That's an Eidus Mitoch Haksav. We normally assume you can't have an Eidus Mitoch Haksav. So how does that work? It's up to Beis Meir. What the Rivash is saying is that it works B'Torah Shtar. And even if the Lova is Omid V'Tzavech, even if he's Shraying Chai V'Kayv, he doesn't want the Shtar to be Chal. Right? He's the Mischayev. The Lova is the Mischayev. Let's say we're talking about Havo. The Lova is a Mischayev. And the Lova is screaming. He says, no, I don't want this Shtar to be Chal. I don't want the Edom to be able to write him. If they testify Baal Peh, I have nothing to say. They can be Mekayim L'Chasimus. But if you're gonna make a Torah Shtar over here, I don't want the Torah Shtar. I'm the Mischayev, and I don't give das for this. Zokter Yivosh, Zokter Beis Meir B'dayto, says, doesn't matter. We don't need the das of the Lova. Whose das do we need to make this Shtar? The das of the Malva. Because the Malva is the Baal HaShtar. Right? He's the Baal HaShtar. He's the one who's holding on to the Shtar. He's the one who claims that the Shtar is kosher. So now I need a Shtar to prove that this Shtar is kosher. I need a peshtar to work on behalf of the malvin. The Baal HaShtar over here is not the lover. The Baal HaShtar is the one who's holding on to the shtar. He's producing an abezdin who's saying that the shtar is kosher. So it's his das that I really care about. I don't care about the das of the lover. I don't care about the das of the lover. Because the question over here is not about the actual halva. The question over here is about the chepze shel shtar, the gufo shel shtar. The lover is the meschaya vis-a-vis the monash of the shtar, vis-a-vis the actual loan. But the lova is not the Baal HaShtar. He's not the Bailam vis-a-vis the Chefze Shel Shtar. The Bailam vis-a-vis the Chefze Shel Shtar is the Malva himself. The Malva. That's clear from the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, we've spoken about this Gemara many times, especially last year, a lot. I think we even quoted it this year. That we know there's a rule that Ein Mekablin Eidus Shelo B'fnei Baal Din. Right, you can only be Makabal Eidus in front of the Baldin, in front of the person that it affects. So there's a machlokas, 2 days in the Gemara in Bava Kama, whether you can be Makayim as Hashtar Shalom B'fnei Baldin. Rav says that you can be Makayim as Hashtar Shalom B'fnei Baldin. And Rav Paskins, Hilchas the Makayim as Hashtar Shalom B'fnei Baldin. Vafilu Omei B'tzavech, even if the person is screaming, you can be Makayim as Hashtar Shalom B'fnei Baldin. What does that mean? What Ein Makablin Eidus Shalom B'fnei Baldin? But somehow you could be Makayim Ashtar Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. But what? How could you be Makabal the Eidus Shalom B'fnei Baal Din? So the simple answer is what? Now, what's the simple answer? That Kiyam Shtaris is different. It's more lenient. In what sense? Kiyam Shtaris is? Drabon. You could say Kiyam Shtaris Drabonon. So somehow it breaks the rules. That's the simple way to answer. Comes the Rashba and he says, no, that's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat. No, Rava admits that Ein Makabal and Eidus Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. But Rava says that if you're Makayim the Shtar Shalom B'fnei Baal Din, that's not called Kabbalas Eidus Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. That's B'fnei Baal Din, because who's the Baal Din? Who's the Baal Dover over here? The Malva is the Baal Dover. The Eidus of Kim Shtar is not on Monash Eber Shtar, Dr. Rashba. V'chaynami Rava Domer Elchus Makayim the Shtar Shalom B'fnei Baal Din, Dr. Rashba. Inu Nami Islahu. He doesn't argue with the principle that Ein Mekablin Eidus Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. Everyone agrees to that. The machlokas is only about kiyum hashtar. It's not about Mekablin Eidus Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. Umishum the eidim achasum al hashtar nasik mishnefka yidusim the bezdim. The eide kiyum lav amonash b'shtar hei meidim el aksav yidei ha'eidim. Vim kein v'hu ad b'va'olav my shayach legabe eide kiyum. Dr. Rashba, this isn't Kabbalah Seder Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. It's not on Monashe B'shtar. It's not on something that affects. The Lov is going to be affected indirectly, right? He's going to be mafsid if the Shtar is kosher. But the Eidus is not about the Lov. It's not about the fact that he borrowed money. The Eidus is about the Shtar itself. It's about the Chasimus on the Shtar. It's about the Ksav Yad of the Eidim in the Shtar. It's not about the lova. So if it's not about the lova, then there's no problem of Ein Mekablin Eidus Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. It's Kabbalas Eidus B'fnei Baal Din. It's Kabbalas Eidus B'fnei Baal HaShtar, B'fnei the Malva, and that's sufficient. That's sufficient. It doesn't have to be a Kabbalas Eidus in front of the lova, because you have to identify what the Eidus is about. If it's not about Manush, if it's not about Manush B'shtar, the lova is not the Baal Dover. The lova is not the Baal Dover. Dr. Beis Meir, that's what the Rivash has in mind. That Eidus on Kiyum Shtaras da Alma, that's not an Eidus on Manashe B'shtar, it's an Eidus on the Chasimus. The Eidus on the Chasimus, so when the Eidim write their Eidus B'ksav, they can create a Torah Shtar. They can create a Torah Shtar, aye, but the Lov is screaming. Doesn't matter. All you need to create a Shtar is the Das Baal HaShtar. Now we keep on saying, what Das do you need to create a Shtar? The Tana, what Das do you need? Das Mischaev. But that's not always true, right? If the Mischaev is the Baal HaShtar, so then you talk to do need his das. When the Shtar Milva is being created, so the Lova is the Baal HaShtar, because he's the Mischaev, he's writing the Shtar, he's going to give the Shtar to the Malva. But when you come to be Mekayim the Chasimus on the Shtar, then you're not talking about the Monash of the Shtar, you're not really talking about the Lova per se, you're talking about the signatures themselves. So when you talk about the signatures, the Lova is not... It's not the Baal HaShtar. He is the Mischaev in the sense that he's going to be mafsid if the Shtar is accepted. But since he's not the Baal HaShtar, I don't need his Das. in order to create the shtar. I don't need his das in order to create the shtar. Really, the das that you need to create the shtar is das bala shtar. Not das ameschaya, but das bala shtar. Das bala shtar. That's really the das that you need. That's really the das that you need. The emesis, this is not, it's not just the beis meir. This is something a lot of achronim point out. It's not the simple, I mean, you have to look at the Gemaras and realize that this is true. Right? You think das ameschayev is the koveya. It's not really that. It's really the das of the Baal HaShtar. The raya Rebbe Chanan gives to this yisod, the raya that really the das that you need to create a shtar is the das Baal HaShtar. The raya he gives is from the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Tes. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Tes has a machlokes amaroyim. Can you write a shtar Kiddushin? Shalomi das the isha. Right, let's say the Baal is gonna write the shtar, and it's written midaito, but not midas the isha. Does that work? Does a shtar kiddushin that's written without the das of the isha work for kiddushin? So we know that a get doesn't have to be written midas the isha. Min haTorah, a husband can divorce his wife al karcha. So the question is, do we learn viyotze v'hoisa? Do we compare shtar erisin, shtar kiddushin to get? And say, just like a get can be written, Bal Karcha, we don't need the Das of Isha in the writing of the get. So, Sotu Nishtar Kiddushin, we don't need the Das of the Isha. Do you say no? You say no, then maybe since Kiddushin is a Kenyan, so just like you need Das Makne, just like you need Das Makne for the other types of Kiddushin, right? You need the Das of the Isha. She's a Makne, she's giving herself over to the husband. So maybe you should need a das makne in the case of shtar kiddushin as well. You need the das of the isha because you need a das makne. Do we say we can pick kiddushin to gittin? You don't need the das of the isha in the creation of the shtar. So do we say no that kiddushin you should need a das makne? It's like a kinyan, right? So just like you need das makne by kesef and by bia, so by shtar also you need das makne. So you need the das of the isha in the creation of the shtar. Right? That's the shaila in the gemara. That's the shaila in the gemara. So the kasha is das makta. That's a reason why you should need the das of the isha and the shtar. No, you should need the das of the isha and the shtar because without a das, it's not a shtar, right? If you need das a mischayev in order to make a shtar, so she's the mischayev, right? She loses freedom. She can't marry anyone else. So shouldn't you need the das of the isha? Me din shtar, not me din das makta of kinyonim. You should need it me din shtar. You need a das a mischayev to make the shtar. The answer is no. You don't need the das of the Meschayev to make the shtar. You need the das of the Baal HaShtar. You need the das of the Baal HaShtar. Who is the Baal HaShtar by Shtar Kiddushin? The husband is the Baal HaShtar. He writes the shtar. He's the one who writes the shtar. He's the Baal HaShtar. Kiikach, he's the one who writes the Baal HaShtar and he gives the shtar to the woman. So if he's the Baal HaShtar, even if the woman is the Meschayev, she might lose out. The husband certainly doesn't lose out as much. Right? He can marry other people. She's the one who's really standing to lose out. Doesn't matter. As long as you have das bala shtar, that's enough. That's the das that you need to make the shtar. Right? You don't need the das of the mischayev. You really need the das of the bala shtar. It's just normally the mischayev is the bala shtar. But if the mischayev is not the bala shtar, the real das that I need to make the shtar is the das of the bala shtar. So that's why the Gemara had to say that the tzad that you need the das of isha in the writing of the shtar kiddushin, that's not because you need das of the mischayev in order to make the shtar. No, it's a din of das makne. Because I wouldn't need her das to make the shtar. The das bala shtar would be enough. Oh, but if I need das makne, I need the das of the makne. The isha is the makne. So therefore, I would need her das for the shtar. Help the beis meir. What the Rivash has in mind is that when Edom write their edus of kiyum shtaras, the way it's working is not with an edus b'ksav. It's working because when two Edom sign their names onto something that has a Torah shtar. As long as you have the das bala shtar, then that has a Torah shtar. And here you have the das bala shtar. Because the bala shtar is not the lover. They're not testifying about the mana shebishtar. They're testifying about the chasimus. And the bala shtar for that is the malva, not the lover. So as long as the malva wants them to sign their names onto the key, and then that's sufficient. Even if the lover is omer v'tzavech, it doesn't matter. There is a Torah shtar over here. The lover might be mafsid, it doesn't matter. I don't need his das. As long as I have das bala shtar, that's sufficient. As long as I have das bala shtar, that's sufficient. And this is what the Rivash actually says. It's not just the Beis Meir. Beis Meir is taking this out of the Rivash. If you have a Rivash, please look inside with me. It's really very beautiful. This is on page 2 in Simen Shin Pei Beis. Rivash says, "Va'od yesh lodin v'lomar." Kevin Shem Atzmam Eidim Umakir Chasim Lo Sidei Ha'Eidim Afim Lo Yu Dayanim Yecholim Lichta Vedusim Al Ashtar. The Eidim could write their Eidus on the Shtar. Kiyim Shtaras Mitoch Aksam V'havi Kemo Shenechkra Eidusim Bebezdim V'chol Shenimtza L'kayim Chasimos And Shalei L'Bahachi Sagi Havi Kemo Shenechkra Eidusim Bebezdim. Whose Eidus is being Nechkra Bebezdim here? Havi kemoshen nechkara edus mebezdin. What? It turns out that the edim who are signed in the shtar that you're being mekayim is nechkara edus mebezdin. No, it turns out that these edim is nechkara edus mebezdin. The choshenim zel akayim chasimos and shel elu ba'achi sagi. The yekablu bezdin edusa mipik savze. Yekablu bezdin edusa mipik savze. The edim who are being mekayim the shtar, bezdin will be able to be mekabel their edus b'ksav. Bezdin will be able to be mekabel their edus b'ksav. Why? How? He says, "Avo bishlo nichta b'tzavas baldover." What's he asking? But even though it wasn't nichta b'tzavas baldover, what's he asking? It's not midas hamischayim. So what? Not midas hamischayim. What edus has to be midas hamischayim? Yeah, because if you're creating a shtar, it's got to be midas hamischayim. So you know it's not nechta b'tzavas baldava lo mifso mishum mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam. Mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam. This is an edus. Like, why would... No. Every shtar, you got to ask yourself a question. Isn't it mipiksavam? But shtar is not a problem of mipiksavam because if it's written midas hamaschayv, it's okay. So that's his kasha. If it's not written b'tzavas baldava, it's doch mipiksavam. It should be a problem. So he begins by saying, kevin the shkim shtar is drabonon. It says, kim shtar is drabonon. Okay. Kula. But then he says more. He says, "V'lo be'inan das b'ilem el mekaymen es hashtar afilo shelo b'fnei baldin." What does he need that for? He can say, "If kiyam shtar is rabbanan, stama kula." He says more than that. He says, "You don't need das b'ilem for kiyam hashtar." Like the Gemara says in Bava Kama, even kiyam shelo b'fnei baldin works. Afilo omei v'tzaver k'di isa perak agozel baser. Kiyam shtar is works shelo b'fnei baldin. What's he trying to say? Trying to say the Lova is not the Baldover over here. So if the Lova is not the Baldover, then it's not that I don't need the Tzavos Baldover. I have the Tzavos Baldover. The Baldover is the Malve. So I can have a Torah Shtar even without the consent of the Lova. And then he gives two examples. The Chenkosu B'Shem Ra'ah Gabi Pruzbo. The Kosu B'Loshen Eidim Mechassimi Eidim Sheheidam HaMalve B'Dover Mahani V'Lamifso Mishum Epiim V'Lamipik Savam. If you have a prusbo, not prusbo, then you're going to write the prusbo to say that that all the loans are given over to Bezdin, you should be able to collect it if the Shemitah. So if it's written Beloshon Eidim, and the Eidim sign on that the Malva told them to do this, right? They're making a shtar of a prusbo. A prusbo is a shtar. Right? Who's the one who's telling them to do it? The Malva. Who's the Mischayev? Who's going to lose out as a result of the prusbo? The Lova. And yet you can write a prusbo without the das of the lova, as long as you write it with the das of the malva. How does that work? It's not mipik savam. Why? The kol milsa the misav the bal korcho shel mischayev kigonze umesiras moda. What does that mean? Moda means that you write in the shtar that someone is forcing me to sell the karka. I don't really want to sell the karka, right? Or I don't really want to do something. So I'm writing in the shtar that everything is null and void. Right? So, but who's going to lose out? The person that you're selling it to, he thinks he's getting it, right? So he's going to lose out from this shtar moda. It doesn't matter. He's not the bal shtar. It doesn't matter that he has the potential to lose out, but he's not the bailam over here. Lo be'ina tzava asmakta. We don't need the tzava of the makta. Shemkein lo hayukosin shtar kozeh me'olam. Elavadei nichta b'hados idach. Ve'en bo mishum mipim lom pik tzava makan. The kana rei nichtav zeho edus the bakosha samava kidi aminu beperakama the metzia man mekayim shtara malva. Dr. Rivash in Prusbol Modar, we have situations where the person who's going to lose out doesn't have to give das in order to write the shtar. As long as I have das of the bal shtar, that's sufficient. For who are in this case, the malva is the one who's mekayim the shtar. He's the one who's looking for the kiyam. He's the bailim on this kiyam. So if he's the bailim on the kiyam, the edim can write the kiyam b'ksav and it'll work midin shtar. A shtar and a shtar. Shtar al gabe shtar, so to speak, right? The kiyum, it turns out, the edus b'ksav, the edus b'ksav that works for kiyum shtaris is really a shtar on kiyum shtaris. And that's why it works with b'ksavim. Right? It works with b'ksavim just like every other shtar can work with b'ksavim. That's how it works with b'ksavim. Next rivash. Talk to Beis Meir. Now we can understand the other rivash. Right? The steer that we asked. That we asked in the beginning is that the Rivash seems to hold that Edus Mitoch Aksar can work for Kim Shtaras Da'alma, but for Befani Nitofani Nachtam it doesn't work, but why not? Right? If the Edus of Befani Nitofani Nachtam, L'Shem Kiyum, is just like a Kim Shtaras Da'alma, so why shouldn't the Edus work Bishtar? The Beis Meir says what the Rivash is telling us is that Befani Nitofani Nachtam, what's unique about Befani Nitofani Nachtam is not that we're talking about an Eiling. What's unique about Befani Nitofani Nachtam? How many people do you have for the Befani? You have one Shliach. Eid Echad B'Shtar V'Chashiv Shtar. That's really what the Rivash is saying. That the way that Eidus works for Kiyum Shtar is Mitoch HaKsav is because you're creating a Shtar. But Eid Echad B'Shtar Lo Chashiv Shtar. Right? We talked about that. That's the big Machlokas Rishonim. The Rivash is assuming that if one Eid writes his Eidus B'Ksav, there can't be a Shtar. There is no Chalos Shem Shtar without two Eidim. There's no Chalos Shem Shtar without two Eidim. Of course. Eidus of Faninat of Faninatam L'Shem Kiyum is not going to work Mitoch HaKsav. It's not going to work mitochaksav. There's no special kula mishumi guna the edus of refinement of reinatam the shem kiyum kara mitochaksav. That's maybe the run, the panel's run. Right? But that's not what the Rivash is saying, right? Right? He's saying there's no mishumi guna over here. No, we have to apply the din of kiyum shtaris da'alma to refinement of reinatam and see if it does apply. So if the only reason why edus can work mitochaksav for Kiyum Shtaris Da'alma is because you're creating a Torah Shtar when the two Eidim sign on to the Kiyum. Midas the Malva, Midas the Bala Shtar, you're creating a Torah Shtar, so that can work by Kiyum Shtaris Da'alma. You got two Eidim. But here, all you have is the one Shliach, the one Eid testifying, testifying about the Kiyum. Eid Echa B'Shtar Lo Choshev Shtar, Zok the Rivash. If it's not considered a Shtar, then it's not going to work. Mitoch HaKsav for Kiyum Shtaris, because you don't have a Torah Shtar, you just have an Eidus Mipik Savam is not going to be accepted. And this is how the Beis Meir wanted to explain the Sheik of the Rivash. Questions? Yes, to you.
This idea that Kiyum Iksav works Torah Shtar, according to the, I guess, the Rishonim that say that Kiyum, you can have Kiyum with Iksav, do they also agree that it works with Torah Shtar, or is it something?
Just the Rivash. Right? Just the Rivash. According to the Ran, you don't necessarily have to say that. Right? According to the Ran, you can say that it's a special kula. It's a special kula. Right? Special kula by get. And that's why it wouldn't apply by Kiyum Shtaris. The Rivash says it applies by Kiyum Shtaris, but that's the problem. If it applies by Kiyum Shtaris, so why shouldn't it apply by get? Right? Machmir more by get than by Shar Shtaris? The answer is, well, it depends how many Eidim you have. It's a two against one. If you have two, then it's fine. Then you can create a Torah Shtaris. You only have one. Can't create a Torah Shtar. So therefore, it just remains with Piksavam, and it's going to be possible. Okay, and then it's going to be possible. Okay. Good. This concludes the sugya of Befanayat Befanayat Mitoch HaKsav. Just in the few moments that we have, I mentioned to you that I wanted to talk about the Chasam Sofer. Right, this kasha. Kasha of the Chasam Sofer. Yeah. Mordechai Glad asked me this kasha a month and a half ago. I don't even remember. A long time ago. Good kasha. Made me think. Maybe work. What's a kasha? Okay, what does the Gemara say? All right, we're heading to the next sugya, but we're not there yet. So what did the Gemara say? We established the Mishnah Vitoma Pikaf and Ischarish. And it's a kasha against Rabbah. So the Gemara says, La'acha shalamdu, we're not afraid of Lishma anymore. So that's why the Mishnah can work out according to Rabbah. Ay, Yehochi Yochol Nami, fact the Gemara. Why do we say Dafka Eino Yochol Nami, even if Yochol, Miesh Lavedi Miskai Mechaz? Zok the Gemara, no. Zer Shem Yach, Zedava Lekalkula. We're afraid that it won't be La'acha shalamdu. Right? They'll forget about it. They won't accept it. They won't be Bekin. So that's why Yochel has to say Befanai. Yochel has to say Befanai. But Eino Yochalama doesn't have to say Lefana because it's a Milsa de Loshchicha. So Chazal when that goes there by Milsa de Loshchicha. So in fact, the Gemara, aye, but Isha has to say Lefana, she's also Loshchicha. Not the Gemara, Shlo Tachlok B'Shlichos, B'Shlichos de Yochal. We don't want to make any distinctions regarding Shlichos. Right? If we say that Yochal, but Yochal has to say, so then any case of Yochal, even Isha, even though she's a Milsa de Loshchicha, she has to say Lefana as well. Gemara then in the final kasha, the Gemara says, so Ihochi Baal Nami, Baal should also have to say, if we're not going to be mechalik between different types of shlichos de yochol, Isha has to say before, so Baal also. Allah matanya hu atzma shevigito en tzarek lama fanei lefanei nechtam. Why does the Baal not say before? We know this halacha. Right? Tosfos quoted it. How do we know this halacha? Which Tosfos? Remember? Which daf? Did Tosfos quote this on? Anyone? Beis Amid Beis, way back. Beis Amid Beis. And so we were, you know, we were wet behind the ears. We didn't know too much about it. Oh, long time ago. Baruch Hashem. Beis Amid Beis. Have to get to Beis Amid Beis. Oh, Moses quoted it. Oh, now I know. It's the second they were asked the fee. There were no Chazara questions on this Tosfos. Second of after the fifth. You got a Chazara all the Tosfos? Okay. Right, Tosfos called it this. So a Baal doesn't have to say Befanei. But why not? If we're not going to be Mechalek ben Shlichos D'Yochel, the Baal should also say. And Dr. Gemara, Taima Mai Omer Rabbanan Tzarech Lom Befanei Yotel Fanei Nachtam Dumasi Baal Ma'ar Apostle Hashta Minkit Nokele Biyode V'Yerure Kama'ar Alei? Question mark. Atmah. Right, the Gemara says the whole reason why we have to say Befanei is because we're afraid the Baal is going to be Ma'arer. The Baal is bringing the get himself what he's going to be Motzi Laz against the get. He's going to be Ma'arer against the get. He looks like a fool. So he'd never do that. So because he'd never do that, we're not afraid. We don't require Befanei to Befanei Nacht. That's the Gemara. Adka. Frek Mordechai Glada. This Gemara is a riot to whom? Who's a Sarayat? Mordechai? Who's a Sarayat? Okay, I'll say it. Okay, yeah. Daniel? The Ran? Which Ran? Who Ran? Not the Ran.
Way back.
Okay, let's go. Make fun of me now, Daniel. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So only Hanukkah coming, not Purim. Another couple of months.
Obviously, I'm not kosher. Anyone, if you do a Shteh Kabbalah,
Too fancy. Too fancy for me. I need simpler. Who's this like? Who's it not? Will.
I don't know who it's like, but we spoke about someone spoke about, you know, the Baal saying, I didn't know it had to be the Shema. You can say it. I brought it again.
Why do you have to say Befanei? Well, what's the reason for this? Lefi Rabba. What's the reason to say Befanei? Lefi Rabba. Yeah.
And
it's
Rabba because it's all about Kiyum.
Rabba, we're talking Rabba. Why do you have to say Befanei according to Rabba? I'm just asking a simple question. Don't first.
Kiyum Lishma?
Kiyum Lishma? Lefi Shem Kiyum Lishma. Right, but what does that mean? What's Meitos? What does it mean?
Well, it would mean that there is no... that the Bekiyan are not, meaning that there are people that don't know enough about Lishma.
Right, that's step one. Step two, Ari.
Might change his mind.
Either it's because the Olalaz or because the actual mention of Lishma.
Who's that? Well, that's your idea?
No, Tosfos and Rashi.
Let's pedal back a little bit. Let's pedal back to base and the base. This Tosfos, you know. Okay, this Tosfos, you know. That's the Mukhach Mitocho Tosfos, no? Right? Rashi says, Lefishen Bekin Lishma, is that we're afraid that maybe the Baal will find a get. That we smoke Ishma and he'll use it. There's a real Chashash of Shalol Lishma, Lefi Rashi. Tosfos holds, that's not a real Chashash of Shalol Lishma. Come on. Hosuk Lushnei Yosef Ben Shimon Birachas, he's going to find the get with the same name. It's just a Laz Ba'alma. The Laz Ba'alma, that the Baal is going to come and be Ma'ar and be Motzi Laz. It's not a real Chashash of Lishma. Frek Mordechai Glader. Well, what does the Gemara say about this? Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara talks about it. Just get to Daf Hey. If you get to Daf Hey, you see the Tosis is right. Rashi's wrong. Pella gets Rashi. No. Isn't it obvious that it's all based on Laz? That's the Kash. L'choritz Araya Tashita's Tosis against Rashi. Tashita's Tosis is that Lefi Rabbah, the whole need to say B'fanet V'anetim is because of Laz. And that's exactly what the Gemara here seems to be saying on Daf Hey. It's not because of a real Cheshash of Lishma. So how do we understand the Gemara on Daf Hey according to Rashi? That's the Kash. This is the Chasam Sofer's Kasha. Chasam Sofer right here is the Kasha. And he answers with the following himself. He says, according to Rashi, really, there are two reasons that come together. There are two reasons to require B'fanet V'anetim. The Ikar reason Lefi Rashi is because he's interpreting Rabbi, right? Is because we're really concerned that it'll be Shalom Lishma. That's the Ikar reason. Before, Kodem Shalomdu, the real reason is because we're afraid that it's going to be really Shalom Lishma. La'acha Shalomdu, though, that concern of Shalom Lishma is not so great. Okay, Gzer Shemiyachsa Davar L'Kokulo, we are afraid. There's still some kind of a fear that there might be a problem of Lishma. But it's not such a great concern. It's not as great a concern as Kodem Shalomdu. Kodem Shalomdu, your mamash had a concern that it would be Shalom Lishma. Lacha Shalomdu, we didn't have such a concern. It's only a gzera that we're afraid that it'll go back to the Kodem Shalomdu stage, but that's not as big a chashash. So Acha Shalomdu, the Lishma angle, the Lishma problem is not strong enough to require B'fanet V'anetim. Rashi would say, Acha Shalomdu, you need the laws too. You need the chashash of laws also. You need both of them. Right? You need both together. Each one is a chashash muat by itself, but together, that requires you to say B'fanet V'anetim. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that a Baal who brings a get doesn't have to say B'fanai. What's that price they're talking about? This is the Chasam Sofer's big chiddush. He says, this whole Gemara, that the Baal doesn't say B'fanai, B'fanai Nechtam, is Dafka La'acha Shalomdu, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it's Dafka La'acha Shalomdu. Call them Shalomdu when there's a real chashash of Shalom Lishma, Avada the Baal has to say B'fanai, B'fanai Nechtam. Why is he any different? There's a real chashash, Shalom Lishma. But Acha Shalomdu, that is not as strong a chashash of Shalom Lishma, it's just a Gzeira Ba'alma that we're afraid things are going to go bad. Right, so there's only a chashash mu'ud of Shalom Lishma. So then we need the chashash of Laz as well, in order to require B'fanet V'anetim Nechtam. And Baal Shehei V'Gito, there is no chashash of Laz, so that's why the Baal is not going to have to say B'fanet V'anetim Nechtam. That's how the Chasam Sofer understands Rashi. That it's somewhat of a fusion shot over here. Right, that the only reason why the Baal doesn't have to say B'fanet V'anetim Nechtam when he brings the get is because it's Acha Shalomdu, so the chashash of Shalom Lishma is not so strong, so I need the laws, I need it to come together. And when the Baal brings the get, it's not going to come together. There is no chashash of laws, because he's going to look like a fool, so he'll never be Motzila. So therefore, Rabbah says, in such a case, there's no need to say B'fanet V'anetim Nechtam. But Kodem Shalomdu, if there really is a chashash of Shalom Lishma, if they're not Bekim, if not Makabal Adrash of Lishma, Avada, the Baal would have to say B'fanet V'anetim Nechtam. Tremendous chiddush, right? The Chasam Sofer Benas Rashi is saying that if there really is a chashash of Shalom Lishma, then the Baal really would have to say B'fanet V'anetim Nechtam. Because according to Rashi, Rabbah holds when there's a real chashash Shalom Lishma, then Avada, everyone has to say B'fanet. Why not? Right? The Baal would have to. We're not going to be mechalik in Shlichus the Yochel. Up the Chasam Sofer, based on this, I can explain a Ramah. Ramah in Hilchas Gittin in Siman Kuf Mem Beis quotes an Or Chaim who says Bizman Azeh the people are not Bekiyim. Right? We taka revert back to the old stage, right? Bizman Azeh, we're not Bekiyim. That's what the Or Chaim says. We're not Bekiyim B'lishma. So even a Baal who brings again has to say B'fanai B'fanai Nechtam. What's he talking about? What the Braisa says, a Baal doesn't have to say B'fanai. Right? So why should the Baal have to say B'fanai? Dr. Chasam Sofer, I'll tell you the pshat. I'll tell you the pshat in the Rambam. Because if Bizman Azeh were not Bekiyim B'lishma, it's interesting. I'm not sure that I would say Bizman Azeh, you know, in 2020 we're not Bekiyim B'lishma. I would say Stam Safi Dani Migma Gmiri. I mean, who writes Gittin Bizman Azeh? Only Sofrim. I'm not really sure what the Rambam means, but I guess even people who are not Bekiyim, you know, people did this. They're not so bekiyim that there's this din of lishma. That's what the Rambam is assuming. I can imagine it's better nowadays, but that's what the Rama says, that we're not became Lishma. So Zamta Chasam Sofer, it's Pashit. If we're not became Lishma, then it's like Kodem Shalamdu. We're back to the stage of the Ikka Gzeira. So if we're back to the stage of the Ikka Gzeira, Lefi Rashi, right? Lefi Rashi's understanding of Rabbah, right? Even if Rabbah is Le Rava, right? We pass in Rabbah is Le Rava, we don't deny Rabbah, we're also concerned about Lishma. So according to Rashi's understanding of Rabbah, if we're not b'kiyam b'lishma, so then the Baal will have to say b'fanei divrei nevi. This whole svar of the Gemara and Dafei is only acha shalamdu. It's only a gzeira that maybe they won't become b'kiyam. They won't be b'kiyam l'shma at some point in time. So that's just a chashash mu'at. That's not enough to demand the b'fanei. Right? That's not enough to demand b'fanei. I need a laz too. So with the Baal, there's no laz, so that's why he doesn't have to say b'fanei. But if we taka have arrived, unfortunately, at the stage where people are not became b'lishma, so we go back to the original takana. Go back to the original takana. Then, when there really is a chashash of shalom lishma, so then even the baal is going to have to say b'fanei no b'fanei nechma. This is the Chasam Sofer's understanding of the Gemara l'fi shitas Rashi.